Here's the ledger keeper of the Padres canon, Dallas McLaughlin.
All right. Okay, listen, you're going to hear some things that I try to normally not get involved, but I don't care right now. Welcome to the Padres canon. This is Dallas, and where do we start? I don't even know where to start right now. Let's start by saying, let's just get it out of the way, okay? Normally we say who got voted in last week, but I'll save that. Normally we let you vote. We let you, the listener, vote on who gets to be in the Padres canon. You get to vote. You're the decider. Well, you know what? Guess what? This time daddy's doing it. All right. Papa Bear is going to slide one in, and I don't really care about the debate because there is no more debate. This is just a different level than the cycle. I know the cycle is fantastic, and unfortunately Matt Kemp was the guy who got the cycle, and who knows, that I really honestly feel like that might be up for debate as far as inclusion for Matt Kemp in the canon, but not this time. Okay, not this time. I have poured my whiskey and I've been drinking it. So I don't know what's gonna happen on this podcast. I'm gonna talk for just a little bit. I'm probably gonna say some stuff that a lot of you are gonna feel. And I'm going to say some stuff that a lot of you are just going to ignore because you're also so happy. Who gives a shit what I have to say? But I've been drinking, so let's just get that out of the way. And let's get this out of the way. Put your glasses in the air. I don't know what time you're listening to this. But it could be the day. It could be the morning. But really, after what happened just a couple of hours ago, any time is a good time to be drinking if you're a San Diego Padres fan. So cheers. Joe Musgrove, welcome to the official, I don't even care if it's not really official, the official Padres canon. Oh, yes, welcome, sir. I mean, here's the thing. I said this on the Kept Faith podcast this last week. There's something about Joe Musgrove. There's something about it. Everybody was talking about him this offseason. He's on the verge of a breakout. And we've always kind of heard Joe Musgrove, especially if you're in San Diego. He's from East County. So you've always just kind of been aware of his presence, aware of his career. He's always been a guy who just kind of needed to make that extra step. He needed to make that extra step. And last year, it seemed like he did. And then he got traded to the Padres, and he's a Padre fan. He's from San Diego. He's a Jake Peavy fan. He's wearing number 44. It just, everything was right. Everything was right for him to have a good season, regardless of this last game. Everything was just lined up perfectly. His first start with the Padres was a gem. It was a beauty of a start. As my grandpa used to say about baseball, for whatever reason, he would say, gorgeous, gorgeous start. And that is what Joe Musgrove had. He had a gorgeous start in his first start. And then a couple days ago, I tweeted, I tweeted about loving Joe Musgrove last week after his last start. I wish I had him on my fantasy team. I didn't want to pay the price. That's my fault. But a couple days ago when Yu Darvish was pitching against the Giants, I texted Nick and Travis and I said, I feel weird about Yu. Something's going to happen right tonight. And I thought it was because Yu was going to pitch a no hitter. I had that feeling inside me. I said, Yu is going to, I didn't say it, but that's what I thought. And then there was something weird in the ether. It was like that Tatis injury happened and there was just something weird happening. I feel like in the Padres universe where, like, for the first time in our lives as San Diego Padres fan, we let ourselves be sad for that first night of Tatis's injury. We all took it in and we all were like, yeah, it's the Padres. We're Padres fans. This is what happens when you're a Padres fan. Nothing works out for you. It's just how it goes. It's how your life has been. Listen, I'm 107 years old, and that is how long I've been a sad Padres fan. And then we got our uniforms back, right? We got a team that we were excited about last season for the first time in a long time. We were all really excited about the season. This year, it seemed to be coming together. And then the Tatis injury, and it was just like, well, yeah, of course that's going to happen. Of course we're going to pay this guy hundreds of millions of dollars, this amazingly talented young player. We're going to sign him for the rest of his life, and then he's going to get hurt immediately after that. It just made sense to Padres fan, but something happened that time around where it was like we didn't dwell on it. Like, as Padres fans, we just didn't dwell on it. And because of that, it put this weird energy into the atmosphere. And I know this sounds very, I'm not that drunk. I know, I understand it sounds like I am, but I'm not. I'm that excited. I'm that elated. Like the energy that I felt immediately after Musgrove got that final out is just has been carrying over. And it's now been, I think, 3 hours since it happened. And I haven't stopped feeling like I should go run a lap or something like that. But we put out this energy into the world where we didn't let ourselves just say, well, the season's over when Tatis got hurt, because we had we have options. You know, they're not Tatis, but we have solid options. There's still a chance that we could make an impact this season. And I think because of that, we allowed ourselves to not just be sad. It sounds stupid, but it sounds like the energy that we let ourselves not lose got us to this point. And obviously we had zero to do with it as fans. I mean, negative zero. We had nothing to do with it. Although there was a very strong contingent in the audience in Arlington, which was San Diego contingent in Arlington, which was amazing. I mean, if you were watching the game, you saw the end of the game, the amount of people standing up in the stands that were Padres fans, it was kind of remarkable. But maybe for the first time, we're just not embarrassed to go out in public. Because we get to wear brown, not that shitty blue and white, and we get to cheer for an amazing team. But it was just that, I don't know how to explain it. We have a team now. My buddy Joe texted, who's been on the Cafe a few times. He texted in our group text, like, you know, it's kind of inevitable when you start fielding a team that's good. These good things are kind of inevitable. It's just, listen, I'm not going to make this like a Jim Rome episode where I just take long pauses and then talk. I don't want to do that. There's so many feelings going in my head, but a couple things that have been pointed out over and over again on Twitter, but I want to point out, like, this is a uniquely San Diego type curse. I know there's other teams that have had similar, that are in similar situations, but like it's unique to San Diego. I can't tell you how many times I was telling my wife, I can't tell you how many times I went to a Padres game or I watched a Padres game over the last, 30 years of my life where somebody was an inning away or two outs away it was going to happen. This is the time. I mean, how many times did I see Adam Eaton almost get a no hitter in my life? So many freaking times. Jake Peavy, there's so many times where it's just like, this is where it's finally going to happen. And then it didn't. And you were deflated. And tonight, for the first time, we got to that eighth inning. And I just sat in my office and I was staring at the TV and I'm like, it's going to happen. Like, it's going to happen this time. And for it to happen, it seemed like the only person who could break the curse in San Diego for the Padres would be a San Diegan. Like, isn't that the most wonderful circumstance of this entire thing? The most amazingly wonderful circumstance is that the only person who real it's like he was the only person who was a Padre who actually got it. He got how sad and hurt and just disappointed and depressed we'd been for so long that he knew, like, I can be the one. I can be the one to break this. And he did it. It took a San Diegan to finally get the first no-hitter in San Diego history. Like, that is just mind-boggling circumstance that is next-level joy. For Joe Musgrove, I mean, God, just to feel like you're Musgrove's family. Like, just think about this for once. I know I'm sorry if I'm keep going, but just think about this for 1 second. Like, you are born into a city, right? You're born into a city, whether you think it's San Diego or a smaller city. Like, I grew up in Claremont. I love Claremont. Anytime I go back to Claremont and people go, hey, what's up? Like, I feel amazing that anyone in Claremont would still remember my face. Like, you grew up in a city hoping that you do something that would maybe make that city or community think kindly of you. Not the opposite. You know what I mean? You never want to be the biggest asshole in Claremont, although I might have been that too. But just think about being born into a city as big and as amazing and as beautiful as San Diego, as rich with history as San Diego, not sports-wise, but just in general. And you immediately became one of the most legendary people in that city's history. I mean, can you even process that? Like, if you're Joe Musgrove, can you process that? I don't know if you can. If you're his parents, can you like, the amount of joy and pride that his family must be feeling for him, I'm afraid that they're going to explode. I'm afraid that they're going to burst into a million pieces. I know I would. Like, if my daughter, when she walked for the first time, I thought I was going to float into the air and dissipate. That's how proud I was. I can't imagine what his family is feeling. And I can't imagine what he's feeling. If he would be able to process what that means. And he's wearing 44, a fan of Jake Peavy. Now push that aside. The other wonderful text that I've seen and received is that, like, just there are so many things that happened this year that almost made it possible. Like, I saw a couple tweets about this, and Nick texted it to one of our groups too, was like, they had to tear down the queue to make this happen. Like, they had to get rid of that curse. That curse of a building had to be gone. Like, wash away the sins of the past so we can finally have a fresh start. And it is amazing that these things happened in San Diego in succession, and it got us to this point. Like, those things had to happen. We had to have a mayor who actually gave a shit about the city. That had to happen. We had to have the old curse is gone. It feels like finally we're so disconnected from the Chargers as a city that they're not really a thought, unless you work for the, you know, UT, but they're not really a thought. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many of these little things happened, and they happened before this season. And I almost tweeted this, but who cares? But like, I really thought about it while I was watching the game. Like, if Andy Green was still our manager, I think he would have pulled Musgrove. I think he would have pulled Musgrove in like the seventh, like halfway through the seventh, he would have just taken a ball. You know what I mean? Like, it's just those things where we had a manager who wasn't afraid to be in his old digs and let his old team get no hit. Like, that's a factor in this situation. There's just so many things. And I mean, we can wax on about it all night, and I will. I haven't stopped texting people. The moment that it happened, I think probably all of us who have been Padres fans in our entire lives, I think all of our batteries probably collectively died on our phones. Like, I haven't stopped scrolling Twitter. It's just such a wonderful moment. It's a wonderful moment for the city. And I am more than happy to include Musgrove into the canon. I'm not even going to let anybody vote on it. Fuck you. You know, you don't get the choice. And I don't even, there's no way he's going to hear this. But I just want to say, I mean, cheers again, Joe Musgrove, for you to be from East County. And for you to unfortunately be from East County, let me asterisk that. You don't have a lot. Beef and bun, yogurt mill. I'm trying to search for anything else. You know, Parkway Plaza, Parkway Bowl. I still like Parkway Bowl. But that's about it. You are now easily the most important thing, not just human, but most important thing to ever come out of East County. And I'm including the summer where apparently Eddie Vedder lived in El Cajon. There aren't words. I feel like I'm going to start tearing up again. I teared up. Most people teared up. A lot of people I talked to teared up. And I get it. I get it. I get it. We're just not used to these things. We're not used to these things. Like Matt Kemp, when he did hit the first cycle, it was just like, oh, who cares? Like, it was the one bright spot in a terrible, terrible season. This is the beginning of the season. One of the most amazing things that happened in the history of the franchise happened at the beginning of this. This is just the beginning of the season. That is incredible. So yeah, cheers. Musgrove, you're in the canon. I don't care. I don't care if you get traded next season, which I really hope to God you don't. But if you, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You're in. And I mean, if Garvey can be in the Hall of Fame, for God's sakes, the Padres Hall of Fame, or at least have his number retired on a wall, then you, my friend, deserve much, much more. But I speak for myself and my daughters who now have will never have the same fandom as I did as a Padres fan. They immediately are less tortured as Padres fans than I am. That's amazing. And I thank you. I just thank you. We all thank you. I mean, I just thank you. So listen, before I keep rambling, because I won't stop talking about it for the next, 6 months. I just want to say to everybody out there who texted me, I agree. I'm glad that we could share in this moment. I'm glad that we, you know, Padres Twitter is one of those things that kind of came out of nowhere. We are easily the most interesting Twitter fan base out of all Padres or out of all sports Twitter fan bases. I don't even think it's close. I mean, we get recognized by other professional sports teams because it's just like, it's the only thing we had going for ourselves for seasons was, you know, being mean or being nice or joking or giving each other crap. You know, like, it's just like Padres Twitter was this little place where we could all exist together. And I just think tonight is one of those nights that reminds me that we're all fans. As my wife said before, I told her I have to go downstairs and record. We're all dorks. We're all a bunch of dorks. And I'm proud. I'm always proud to be a Padres fan. I'm always proud to be a Padres dork, but tonight was just one of those nights. So anyway, I'm going to send you out on the song we've been playing at the end of every Padres Canon episode. It's a song that our own Sean O'Donnell, host of Tox Chrome, go to toxchrome.com, but host of Tox Chrome, wrote years ago when he lived in San Diego, and the Padres, as one of their many attempts to get anyone interested in the team, had a new Padres theme songwriting contest. And Sean O'Donnell of Revolver, Dogwood, Yellow Card, he decided to tip his cap and write a song. And it did not get picked. It went to Gary Hoey, I believe, Mr. Relevant. And anyway, we've been playing his song as the outro for Padres Canon, and I'm going to play it again right now. So thank you, Sean, for writing this funny little song and letting us play it. And enjoy this, San Diego. Enjoy this. Don't forget this moment. Don't forget it. Look out, San Diego.